Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated and transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about one of the sifat or one of the attributes of God Almighty, and that is the attribute of speech. God Almighty is described in the Holy Quran as someone who speaks, as a being that speaks. He's a mutakallim. For example, in this following verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "And apostles we have recounted to you earlier, and apostles we have not recounted to you. And to Moses, Allah spoke directly, wa kallama Allah Musa taklima." Right? So this is an attribute that God describes and ascribes to himself. And it's interesting to note, this is a historical point here, that actually the birth of Islamic theology, it began with the discussion on God's speech, which is why Islamic theology is known as Kalam. At least this is one of the reasons why that have been mentioned for the designation of this science by this name. This was a very hot topic in the past, and it was centered around the Holy Quran, right? A very sensitive topic, right? And the discussion was with respect to what is the speech? Is it eternal? Is it created? Is it generated in time? Or is it something eternal? And there was discussions, lengthy discussions, back and forth on both sides. And, you know, these discussions even went to the extreme one party apostating the other party, saying that, you know, the other party who believes that, for example, that the Quran, this word of God, the speech of God, is something created, is a kafir. And, you know, it's interesting to know that sometimes these theologians, they sometimes, when they got reins of the government, Islamic government, they used their power to kill their opponents, their theological opponents, right? Like, for example, the Ash'aris, you know, when they came to power, they acquired power, and they were able to sway the government towards their side. They committed many atrocities, and they completely wiped out their theological opponents, the Mu'tazila. Right now, we don't want to get into that, but in this very beautiful hadith from Imam Ali, he kind of alludes to what the speech of Allah is. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "He expresses information, but not through a tongue or voice. He listens, but not with the holes and organs of hearing. He speaks, but does not utter words. He remembers, but does not learn. When he wishes to create something, he says to it, be, and it is. But not through a voice that can strike the ears, nor a calling that can be heard. Rather, his speech, glory be to him, is an act of his that he creates and incorporates, which did not exist before. For were it an everlasting thing, it would be a second God." Right? Here, Imam Ali kind of elucidates the view of the Aimah alayhi salam regarding God's speech. It's something created. It's something generated in time. It's not eternal, right? And this is the view of the Aimah and the Shiite theologians following the Aimah alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the speech of God in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.